So now you're calling me slutty.
So now you're calling me slutty.
So now you're calling me slutty.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay. Sure. So now you're calling me slutty. So now you're calling me slutty.
Calling me slutty. Yeah, you want to be right. Unfortunately, you're just a repressed slut like everyone else. professionally dead. Inside, who knows what you're saying? This is like, I'm going to...
No, but I like the look on her face right now.
Yeah. You're just a repressed slut like everyone else.
Sorry.
It's gonna be hard not to laugh. Are you submissive? Power vixens like you usually are. Like, do you fantasize about being tied up, hair pulled, choked, spanked, whipped, used by multiple guys?
What are you talking about?
At this point, like, I can sort of, can probably start, as it gets worse and worse, you can be like...
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how we're still using 18th century models to try and control a billion-year-old urge. Right. And if everyone was more honest, then we could escape this ridiculous war of the sexes, and women could finally admit they're as horny as guys, if not more so. And then we can all have some fun. Oh, but instead, the majority of guys play nice and are too insecure and too scared to be seen as sleazy or rapey to ever hit on you. And if you approach them, they get too klutzy and intimidated. So you wind up fucking the douchebag down at the club because he was the only guy who made a move on you. Don't you yearn for a real man to get over all the bullshit and take you and fuck your brains out? To take away your responsibility. Fuck, that's a hard one. Don't you ever yearn for a real man to get over all the bullshit and take you and fuck your brains out so you don't have to take responsibility for your slutty urges?
And then cut to her face, cut to Dana.
Right, you're kind of like, you know, at this point, you know.
Flytrap.
You're kind of like.
Exactly.
And you kind of look at.
Just not smiling.
What the fuck? And then you're looking at Dee Dee because you don't really know how to react. Dee's going, great, look at all the things.
Dee Dee's
watching the viral things. Oh my God.
And then you say, then we could do your
Bud. We certainly are getting a lot of interest from our listeners.
That sounds good.
Come on, Maria, sluts unite.
Oh, God.
It's what we do best.
we are getting quite a bit
it's
of
It's a sexual liberation movement everyone could get behind, if you know what I mean. Should I swap that around? Should I go, it's a sexual liberation movement everyone can get behind. Sluts unite, it's what we do best, and that's the final?
For some reason, I feel like that's a different tone than the last sentence of your big speech. I want to separate them.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what we do. She says...
we can throw that at the end. It's even worse. It doesn't work. We can always...
Right. But which way should I... I think it works.
What are you talking about?
We certainly are
getting a lot of buzz from our listeners.
Right. I feel like in my head, and you're like, whoa, Dee Dee's like, yes, boom, cut to them walking around the corner.
It could be voiceover, we are getting quite a bit of chatter.
Come on, sluts unite, it's what we do best. You kind of got to have that. I think that actually she says, well, we're certainly getting a lot of this thing. That's when Colin goes, fuck, it's working.
A lot of chatter.
Sluts unite, it's what we do best. And that can be the sort
quite
of like
bit
the,
of chatter here for the final.
I'm just telling you my editing.
We are certainly getting a lot of chatter from our listeners.
Do you need a cutaway between, like, that is a bit of a.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What could we do to.
Well, that's. If you say that, she has a look on her face, we cut to Dee Dee, and then we come back to her saying we have a lot of.
We certainly have a lot of chatter going on from our listeners.
Like a slow fade, and you just hear my order. Come on, Maria, sluts unite. It's what we do best.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a different energy tone than the end of that. We're going to record it. I don't know how it's going to fit. I'm just telling you, in a pacing way, it feels weird. I feel like this is the end. That's like the flu.
Oh, that's... Like,
well, it is, but in actual, I still haven't really wrapped it up. And she goes, well, we're certainly getting a lot of chatter from our audience members. I think that would encourage me to... Yeah?